Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Jeremy I of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, welcoming you again to the show. Thanking the Most High for every ear. Yes, indeed, for every ear that He brings near. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him. Let's just say He has for me some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. His guidance. And for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me. Yes, He said to me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. But let it be known, my brothers and sisters, that since man first fell away from the truth of the One Almighty, since man first fell away from the word, the promise the Most High declared from the beginning, the variant nations, denominations, whatever you want to call them, political, social, and religious of this world, have all acted in some way as an obstacle against men discerning that which the Most High declared from the beginning is the only way of righteousness unto acceptance into his holy kingdom. The nations, my brothers and sisters, have taught much injustice. How else do you feel that there should be, or has come to be, some 45,000 denominations among some 280 nations? It's obvious that this confusion cannot be true to the holy will of the One. The grace, therefore, the Most High, the gift to the Most High, reveals, therefore, then, the rule of stability. It transcends all the diverse misconceits of man. However, my brothers and sisters, the world in which we live today has taught men that the law of the Most High is what should be considered an obstacle. My brothers and sisters, all this has been is the arrogance of men to hold men in allegiance to misconceits, declaring the rule and the law of the Most High, the rule of peace, declaring that which brings man unto familiarity in agreement with the Most High. This, the nations of this world, have sought to call animosity against the favor of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, how shall men say they have faith in Yah if it's not according to the truth of his will? Believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's a great difference between reading the words and comprehending the words. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. The Most High has forsworn for himself a people in the earth in the remembrance of his name and his will in the earth, and his word that he has promised, yes, even to himself, that he will have a people to his name, will not return to him void. But that word that he has spoken shall accomplish all that for which he has sent it. And those, my brothers and sisters, who discern this are wise to discern. Blessed is the opportunity. For there is a divine collective, my brothers and sisters, that was established before the foundation of the world. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Already had the Most High declared what is harmony with his kingdom, his word, his command. His authority is not divided after the differences of man. Therefore, it is man that must convert to discern what is truly then the will of the One Most High. It's the grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that beyond all the variances, the Most High reveals himself that men will not be exploited, that men will not be held in allegiances to blind institutionality that would thwart man's access to the greater knowledge of the truth. For how shall men say that they are under the grace of the Most High, the discipline of the Most High, the truth of the Most High, when their sense of discipline comes only after the multitude of diverse standards of men more concerned about their own pulpits and thrones than they are the throne of the kingdom, or in preparation that men should prepare for the kingdom Most High shall establish in this earth, where upon Messiah himself should sit upon the throne of David. My brothers and sisters, the rulers are declaring their own variant ideals, concepts of what is human purpose, have failed to realize the Most High never gave anybody a right to dissuade or enslave a mind. They've forgotten that nobody has a right to rule on the earth but according to the pure, perfect will of the Most High, that the world be one. They've forgotten, my brothers and sisters, the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Psalm 24. He who has clean hands, pure heart, has not lifted up his soul, or not sought to be exalted after the vanities of man, who receives his righteousness, his concept of what is acceptable unto the kingdom of Yah from the Holy One of salvation. Trust me, brothers and sisters, when I say this to you. Salvation of man is not after the diverse conceits of man, whereby men have established for themselves kingdoms and sought to keep people under control or what is mere, the committed the purposes of those who, in their disrespect, the lack of a reference point, have been irreverent against the righteousness of Yah. It's time that we understand the reality. It's time that we awaken to the genuine truth. For the grace and the gift of the Most High is that he reveals the way of his kingdom. For in establishing his kingdom, he has already said that he will establish a kingdom that will break in pieces all other kingdoms. And that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, shall endure forever. So blessed are they who receive the grace, tutelage, access to the knowledge of Yah, that the nations were forsworn in their deviant misconceits, never to preach. In fact, it's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, just as he sends his spirit to raise the conscience of men to discern what the flesh will not, so, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends prophets for the express purpose to speak what others would not. For the prophets of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are those the Most High sends with a message truly from above that reproves all the injustices of the variant pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever they want to call themselves of this earth, who are more concerned about keeping men in bondage to their flagrantly fallen authority rather than awakening souls of men to discern what indeed is the conscience, the law, the righteousness of the One Most High. And it's only they, my brothers and sisters, who reason to discern and convert to uphold that conscience that shall be preserved. But brothers and sisters, in that day, it is those who realize the need to convert, realizing that what they have believed has not been conversion. It's those who understand in that day, my brothers and sisters, they need to repent. Believe me, when you see a world filled with some 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, there is a need to repent because they are not the way of one. These, my brothers and sisters, these deviations are the way of sin. And enough must be understood that only those who convert to discern what indeed is divine conscience are they who shall be preserved, for there shall be no more distractions in that day. And all, my brothers and sisters, who would think otherwise, preferring the beguilements and pretenses of man, will fall, my brothers and sisters, after the designs of the adversary. Who does not convert, my brothers and sisters, to discern and reason as one, as Yah would have his people globally to reason, are they who cannot enter the kingdom of Yah. What Yah has decreed from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is indeed a sure and eternal promise. Therefore, to discern the truth of that promise is indeed the merciful grace of the Most High. When the gospel went forth to the nations, what did Messiah say? Go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. All power, the authority, the command of the Most High from on high has been given unto him to go forth to teach his that he has chosen. That they must go forth and speak to the nations, teaching them everything that he has declared. My brothers and sisters, that is the conforming of the nations to the will of Yah. They call it the dispensation of grace. They call it the dispensation of the gospel. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah says, he will write, describe his law upon the minds and hearts, that men should be his people. My brothers and sisters, how is it that men have even dared to consider that subjection to the rule of another is by the grace of Yah? My brothers and sisters, be blinded not to discern what is divine rule, to only have the power to read the words but not to discern their meaning. That is man's fall from grace. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of differences we see in the world, men not discerning an absolute, that is not the result of the grace or the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, teaching more than what is said, but why it is said, revealing what was declared in its initial intent from the beginning, and also revealing, my brothers and sisters, how to keep in line with all that by discerning what is yet to come, that men might discern beyond all their sins, all their misallegiances, all the corruptions of man, all the misallegiances whereby men's trust after a multitude of differing ideals has been debate and doubt, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, a fall from faith. What is this dispensation of grace? It is an opportunity to be made acceptable unto an already extant holy collective. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a holy collective that has already been sanctified in the name of the Most High. Believe me, trust me when I say this, that before this world was made, already did exist the kingdom of Yah, the Most High with his angels. You need to understand then, my brothers and sisters, the time must come that the heavens and the earth shall be one. The heavens shall answer Yisrael. It must be understood what this means. Since the Most High has already consecrated the kingdom unto his name, it was already extant in the heavens. My brothers and sisters, the earth has no choice if it is to survive, but to seek the Most High, that indeed man will finally become reverent of the fact that the Most High will not profane his name. He will not destroy the hope of his peace. He will not rob himself nor deny himself the promise he has made to himself to have a people for his name in the earth. And my brothers and sisters, in his name, that people must be one. Therefore, to discern the truth of what indeed is that promise, what indeed is that expectation, what indeed is that orientation, the Most High declared, man being born again. Oh, I want you to understand, man is not born. I want you to understand this. Men say for a long time, have said for a long time, they're just simply being born in this age that they're under grace. Or saying that they've been, simply because they've been born under variant rulers, our nations, that they've been under grace. My brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah comes in being born again, renaturalized after the higher conscience of a much greater king and kingdom who will understand it in his time. Know of a surety what the nations have taught has not been true to preparation. Oh, how could it be? Know of a surety what the nations and all their differences has taught has not been true to preparation. For all the Yah decreed is the sure divine eventuality for a people who, drawn from the midst of all the provocations of the nations, have shown that they are single-mindedly devout and true unto him, that they petition and they inquire of him concerning what is his will beyond every misrepresentation. For as it is written in the book of James, they call James the prophet, the apostle, they called Jacob. That was called Jacob. He says, our faith in the Most High, perseverance in him must bring forth the perfect work. Let not any double-minded man who would seek to compromise the will of Yah after the designs of any man, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. For why should the Most High offer his spirit to those who would not seek his perfect will, but would prefer that the will of Yah be compromised after the designs of men? Is it not commanded? Yes, it is. That you should not take the name of the Most High, and you should not swear by the name of Yah after any of the vanities or the contradictions of man. For to do so, the scriptures are already declared, one who would do such a thing shall not be counted blameless. Blessed, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who discern the need to return to the word as the Most High declared it in the beginning, and who are humble to seek the Most High for that revelation of righteousness. Again, the works of Yah, the plan of Yah, the kingdom of Yah, that which by which that kingdom is ruled and preserved, was established from before the foundation of the world, already before the foundation of this world. Most High already had a kingdom. Blessed are they who understand the need to awaken to that righteousness. As it said in Romans 8, the walk according to the flesh, the blind is the flesh, only seeing this material realm and being blinded by it. Say, if we walk according to the flesh, we will die. But if we subdue the flesh by the Spirit, in other words, the Spirit revealing the greater truth and greater kingdom of the Most High, if we subdue the flesh, we shall live. Therefore, all the creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah, those who by the Spirit of the Most High granted power to be disciplined. through the divine will. And believe me, brothers and sisters, that does not come after the power of the flesh, nor the mere dictates of the words of a man. Even if you heard a man that speaks the truth, Messiah himself said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp, cannot bear them yet. Till the Holy Spirit comes to teach all things, to bring all things to remembrance, even according to the truth, my brothers and sisters, and from the beginning the Most High decreed. That's why the scriptures tell us in John 1 and 1 through 3, and from the beginning was the Word, purpose, the plan. That purpose is in harmony with Yah, and that plan is eternal. That plan is life, and all things were made, my brothers and sisters, that are to survive must function upon a consistency with that plan. Blessed are they who will understand what it means. It says, Yah therefore so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him. Oh, him who testifies the word from above might not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, Most High sends prophets. He even sent his own Son to declare to the world what others would not, that those who believe in him might not perish. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not tolerate constant anomalies and contentions against that with which he has sworn his people must agree. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, I mean, those of you who know this show, listen to this show on a regular basis. You have to wake up to something. Scripture says those who believe in him, he gave him power to become sons of Yah. Well, the ancient concept of the Messiah, the Savior, was not this polytheist concept of a Christ. Polytheist concept created after Greco-Roman ideals. Concept of a Savior that would preserve all the corruptions of man rather than compel man to be conformed to the will of one. That term Christ, you need to understand what it meant in the eyes of the heathen. Far from the concept of the one called Shiloh, the Kurd Eve, who exposes all unrighteousness, that the people of Yah might be gathered beyond all wickedness unto him. Huge difference, my brothers and sisters. Say, Yah so loved the world, he gave. How about graced the world for the opportunity to see the truth? But the rulers would not tell. For those who believe that truth might come into the everlasting light. My brothers and sisters, you have to ask the question. Say, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Messiah said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand what that prophecy declares? Concerning the expectation of one who will expose all the unrighteousnesses of men. Have men trusted in Messiah? Have a polytheist concept of a Christ? One who would sanction all the unholy authority of a multitude of different kings across the whole world? Or have they sought the expectation of the King of Kings, the Shashan Shah, the Shiloh, who exposed every king and rulership of this earth as falling short of divine glory, falling short of what honors Yah, that men who trust in him might not perish? Who will follow, discern to follow, and the Lamb wherever he leads? Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, that his word is the word of the One Most High, especially since all the prophecies relate? Read Zephaniah 3, that in his appearing. Read Isaiah 50. So much other prophecy relates again and again the Messiah in his appearing, because the world has come so gravely stored away from the knowledge of the truth, that those who first see him will not recognize him. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, please examine on my website, hiddengospel.com, the article called Secret City Prophecies, that you might understand. Even that you might understand why the rulers have not taught you these things. For if they did, you would know to seek far better, far more than the frailty that they have taught keep the world in blindness, not discerning indeed what is the righteousness of Yah. Dare men say that by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, they've been left subject to so many who would never give you full access to the knowledge of the truth? Dare men say by the grace of Yah, they're not knowing the righteousness and true righteousness of Yah, that men can just pick whatever they want to among churches, and denominations, and pastors who, having no intent to tell the whole truth, or having too blind to see it, have been more concerned about their business than they are about the salvation of soul. My brothers and sisters, if your leaders, if you're subject to leaders who cannot open your heart to have full access to all the Most High would declare that is necessary to make you whole, complete an agreement with the Most High, complete an agreement with all they of his true people. If you're subject, my brothers and sisters, to those who would hide the truth from you, dare you say this is the grace of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. By grace, the Most High does not leave his people subject to worldly contentions, diversitudes, corruption, debate, and doubt after the very ignorances of man. By the grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he grants what is necessary for a man to be made whole. Purity and completion off of one choice, and all peoples brought to that fullness can only agree with Yah. Dare men say that subject to other ideas of what is purpose, they have attained to what is counted worthy? My brothers and sisters, it is after the conscience of the Most High that man is made worthy unto the greater kingdom. Dare men say that by the grace of the Most High they have no obligation to learn or to uphold that truth? Everybody walks according to his own ways. No cooperation, constant contention, a lot of self-righteous pride. Men after a multitude of fallen standards, war against one another, but none gaining the victory. Dare men say that is the grace of Yah? Let me tell you something, my brothers. The rulers have heard the counsel of the Most High. Scriptures talk about it in Isaiah 29, talk about the rulers who hide the counsel of the Most High and say that none discerns it. Now listen, the Most High, as if the Most High does not see what they do. As if the Most High himself has forgotten what he has forsworn. As if the Most High himself doesn't have the power to raise up one who can see beyond their schemes. Read Isaiah 29, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, in that day when the truth is known, be like a hungry man who has dreamt that he was eating and drinking. But when he wakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. Thought he was getting good doctrine, my brothers and sisters, but only being lied to. I think about scriptures like those at Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 57. Some of the ways the Most High has for already prophesied the Messiah's appearance, that he will say to many, have I a long time been silent? And is that why you have not revered me? Did you ever consider, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High said for a long time, he's been silent. And there are times in Scripture he says, because men were not here, he hid his face. Because so often when he anointed men, men, after the rule of men, sought to destroy them, made them a prey. He said for a time, he hid his face from man. The Most High was silent, my brothers and sisters, that's a fall from grace. If man has fallen so deeply into depravity because he would not listen, that the Most High would not speak to a people who would not seek the fullness of his truth, who so often were prudent in their own sight, despising the command, rejecting the law of the Most High of Hosts. But brothers and sisters, that's a fall from grace. For if man has become so blinded by his rulers and the ideals that men have established, that when they see the truth, they can't believe it. Because they trust in what? A church house? Well, the men in it don't uphold the fullness of the truth? Because they trust in their allegiance to a denominational national title? There's so much concern with those titles that they can't see that they've sworn allegiance to other gods? Is that faith in the Most High, my brothers and sisters? Their systems of man say, because they seem to thrive, that they have a right to provoke the Most High. That they have a right to provoke the Most High and expect never to be punished for their sins. Scriptures that talk about that in Malachi 3:13, 3:4-2. So you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked one day when the wicked are ashes under the soles of the righteous' feet. It talks about the Messiah coming, my brothers and sisters, the messenger of the covenant, to reprove all the leaders who have so dissuaded men to think that all their evil is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such. They've perverted, taught men perversitude, my brothers and sisters. Perversitude is not the truth of the grace of Yah. Scripture talks about wicked men who have entered into the church, turning men away from the common sense of what is salvation being made whole. Perverting the grace of Yah, that men have walked after their own licentiousness, lasciviousness, lawlessness. And many of my brothers and sisters turned away from faith in Yah and the fullness of what he had declared. Many have not understood what the scriptures mean when he says, one time you knew this, the Most High afterward destroyed those who, though he had saved them, afterward did not believe. But brothers and sisters, man, trusting in the misrule of those who are from the principalities and powers, have established worldly rule right there amidst the churches. But brothers and sisters, those who have fallen to these pretenses, preferring less than all righteousness, preferring to believe the lie, the pretense. Scripture did not say that this would be under salvation, for how can a multitude of partial standards and impure standards, my brothers and sisters, be under oneness? He said those who believe the lie should be damned. This is only a multitude of separations. That's what damnation is. A multitude of separations after a multitude of differing ideas of what is conscience is damnation by definition. Salvation of man, my brothers and sisters, requires that men seek to be whole after all the Most High declared. But if you fall victim to anyone who causes you to turn aside or be foolish against anything the Most High has said, the scripture says you should not enter into the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of Yah. Anciently among Hebrews, there was a story of what is called Abraham's bosom, where everyone sought to become a part of it. Restored to the heart of ancient patriarchal fathers under the care and preservation that is given to those who are true to the hope of faith. Abraham, think about it. Most High gave Abraham a covenant, told him to walk after his perfect will, even commanded the circumcision of every child, every male child on the eighth day, that Israel should bring forth children, not after the flesh or the blindness of what seems wise to the flesh, but after what is acceptable unto the Most High, true to his spirit. Blessed are they then who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what is written then in Ephesians, when the scripture says, talk about the dispensation of grace going forth to the Gentiles. That's the Gentile nations might be made partakers with Israel, no longer strangers to the covenant of the promise, no longer strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, but my brothers and sisters made true to the height, depth, and breadth, the Most High declared to the saints of old, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, even to the full measure and stature of Messiah. Comprehend with all the saints, all the patriarchs of old, what is the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, this righteousness of which we speak is not after the pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders of men. It is the discernment, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gives, whereby he teaches his law to the hearts of men himself. Something that the world cannot give. Scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered, but it says, in Jerusalem, the city of peace, shall be delivered to a remnant whom the Most High has called. That discretion of which we speak, again, my brothers and sisters, that faith of which we speak is not after words of men, but true faith comes by hearing a word, yes, hearing a word from Yah himself. How else shall men discern beyond the varying contentions of men? Messiah said, I am from above and not from below. That you believe in them, that my words are from above, so you would die after sins, even the sins of this world. The truth the world would not tell you, my brothers and sisters, that is the truth then that would set you free to see beyond the errant partialities that men have declared its supposed purpose, as if the variant nations have given purpose to your soul. No, my brothers and sisters, either man finds the purpose of Yah unto his kingdom, his purpose, his plan, his will. My brothers and sisters, man falls short of divine glory, falls short of what honors Yah. Hebrews 3 says, unless men know his ways, unless men will yield themselves, petition, not know his ways, they shall not enter into his kingdom. That's New Testament, by the way. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that scripture came from Psalms 95. But it's a prophecy, my brothers and sisters, ultimately, if you read Hebrews 3 through 4, of what must be understood. For the Most High is not going to allow an invasion of a multitude who refuse his discipline. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, scripture says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, they do no iniquity. And we have none to distract or dissuade. Colossians 2 says we must progress in this knowledge through a love. We have love for Yah, what he reveals, that we might have a word that would be a blessing unto the Holy Name, even a blessing unto our brethren. My brothers and sisters, for this salvation, this being made complete unto divine purpose, is a gift of Yah. It's a gift of Yah. A raising of conscience that must come from Yah. It is not a man. Yah is one, and so all his people must seek all that is his will for the blessing of his name, for the blessing of the brethren. Yah is one, you must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love all that is divine will that you may portray it as a blessing for your brother, a good example for your brother. My brothers and sisters, so because so many have thought about the grace of Yah in terms of a personal thing rather than a collective, out of a mutual love, not seeking to destroy but to be a blessing to those who the Most High would call. Because many think in terms of themselves rather than the sharing of the blessing. So many of my brothers and sisters so easily and so quickly fall away. No man is found worthy of all the Most High would reveal for the completion of a soul whose only concern, first concern, is only himself. The soul that attains to what makes a man complete in Yah is self-sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. Man must love the kingdom of Yah and the way of Yah more than he loves himself. I know when I first saw the glory of what the Most High has intended for his people, I didn't even know that he was offering it to me. My only petition at the time was, Father, it doesn't make any difference what comes of me. I would simply desire that if something so blessed is such as a light in your eyes, I would desire that it be so. And if you would, I guess tell me what I need to do. It would be a blessing for the good of others. And if you tell me what I should do, I would do it. His response to me was this. He said to me, if I could say what I had just said, meaning it like I had said it, he told me, my son, it's going to be all right. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah is unto the blessing and manifestation of a people worthy, pure, true, consistent unto the holy name. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Each soul is duty-bound to learn and also to defend the peace of that collective the Most High will give his name. The people that he's given his name. What do you think he could? Do you think he called Israel the people of Yah for no reason? Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will inherit that name. I'm not talking about putting it upon themselves, but who inherit, because the Most High will seal them because they are confirmed. I said true to him. I did not say their own imaginations. He sold his duty by him, my brothers and sisters, righteously represent the will of Yah. And if they didn't tell you in your churches that there's one who comes, who has the seal from his birth, Isaiah 49 speaks of him. Revelation 7 speaks of him. If they didn't tell you who that one is called, the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. Who is the messenger of the covenant? Who has the seal of Yah? And whoever will not hearken to his testimony is cut off from among the people. But those who hearken, brothers and sisters, shall know his blessing. They didn't tell you about that eventuality and that expectation, but brothers and sisters, they left you subject to themselves. If they didn't tell you how to return unto the Most High, what is the expectation that all the people of Yah must have? What it means when the scripture says they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. And the question is asked, who has stirred up this righteous one like unto the rising sun to come suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, cast out all the wickedness, to expose every obstacle, to reveal the light the world would obscure. They didn't tell you about the one who comes to restore the knowledge of what is indeed sure, is the righteousness of Yah. As it is written in Isaiah 49. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? They never preached to you the gospel. They only taught you. What keeps you in bondage to men? Why have, how many have understood the scripture says, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, the grace of Yah, the knowledge of what is to be? The scripture says, if he turns back, it says, no sacrifice to be offered for his sin, no hope for atonement. Shall a man who never attains to fully what the Most High desires and refuses to know what it is or be an example of what it is, shall that man be forgiven? Hear, O Israel, the same thing as declare, portray, O Israel. All that is necessary for all your brethren to see Yah is one. Scripture says, a man who turns back, his soul the Most High shall have no delight in him. He's ready for the fire and ignition to consume the adversaries. Many a Messiah gave his life. As the scriptures talk about, men have turning back and considered the blood of Messiah as if it were ordinary blood. It means Messiah gave his life, my brothers and sisters, for man to be raised unto the conscience of Yah. Not they can ever count themselves forgiven or an atonement after another conscience. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will escape the vengeance the Most High has upon those who refuse to reason. Scripture talks about that in Hebrews 10:26 through 31. Going on further, out about 36 verse. 12th chapter of Hebrews talks about, hearken to the Most High, lest you fall from his grace. The men dare say that in their unbelief and continual rebellion, they shall ever grow. Most High wants the people made perfect, my brothers and sisters. Told Abraham to walk after his perfect will, and that would be a blessing to all nations. He did not say man's resistance, just counting on the Most High, just simply to say that in their imperfections, they are worthy. In their constant resistance, they are worthy. Scripture says the sire will come forth saying, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching. And I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. And he asked the question, why when I came then was there no man? Why when he came to reveal the greater righteousness that he comes to reveal? And that's a future text prophecy speaking to a world. Even after the destruction of the city that he comes first to warn. He didn't teach you Zephaniah 3, I know. Well, my brothers and sisters, the prophecy said Messiah will say to a world, why when I came was there none to listen, none to answer? So men have delivered themselves after the power of their sins not to discern when they resist the knowledge of his will. My brothers and sisters, man resists the raising of conscience that allows man to commune as one with the Creator. My brothers and sisters, so men resist the truth that man might speak to the Creator, speak with the Creator in agreement. Shall man still say he has agreement? Man, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that the nations are as divided as they are, and most have not realized that there's a problem, is the result of a fall into lesser conscience. It's a result of a fall, my brothers and sisters, from the grace of the Most High. But regretfully, for all the many differences that men have given themselves over to compromise and accept, if men have not discerned that the most of these contradictions are not a work of the Holy Spirit, and they dare to say they are, my brothers and sisters, man has rejected the discipline, rejected reverence and respect for the reference point the Most High has declared that men must attain to. And men not knowing the righteousness of Yah in an environment, not knowing indeed what is the sure righteousness of Yah, have had the books of the law, the books of the Most High, but have not sought them by faith beyond the variant standards of men. And men have only submitted to their own ideas, far from the righteousness and submitting to the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, not all have heard or preached the true word of the gospel, who will understand in due time. When they hear a word from one whom the Most High has spoken to, who he has sent to speak, who will discern, my brothers and sisters, that voice, that indeed they might walk aright. My brothers and sisters, not to have that discretion. Dare men say that is the gift of Yah? Man, not knowing what the grace of Yah is, not knowing what the gospel is, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, not knowing what is acceptable fully unto him, that is indeed a fall from faith, to be misled indeed. Regretfully, all the disputes and contentions man has upheld against the Holy Covenant, men in the churches have been compelled to believe, trusting in worldly rulers, believing that after these differences and their blindness, they're under the grace of Yah. Many saying they keep law. Keep the Torah, I hear people say. My brothers and sisters, many think they keep the Torah only because they don't know the Torah. They don't know all the secrets that are contained therein. And if they did, they would see where are the vast number of anomalies against divine righteousness that have kept men in slavery and in bondage in this world. My brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah is not talking about worldly compromise. How dare men believe the purity and the preciousness of divine words acceptable unto the Most High after men have spread dung all across it, the filthiness of their own thoughts? What makes men believe, my brothers and sisters, that such deviation after the will of a devil is somehow to the Most High an acceptable offering? It's time we wake up. Should men say they have no obligation unto the former foundation, the initial foundation, that is the divine collective that is called Elohim, the many that are one in Yah? Should men say they have no obligation unto that collective, that people, that community. And so they have no obligation to seek what is beyond offense. They say by grace that they can maintain their sins, maintain all their offenses, or maintain all their infamiliarities, remain ignorant, unwilling to know the truth or to declare the truth, and still be said they are could be called worthy to be called the light of the world. My brothers and sisters, their repentance, forgiveness, atonement for sin, for sins, while yet men have no allegiance, nor knowledge of what is true righteousness. My brothers and sisters, to be offered the opportunity to know what to repent for. They have guidance to know wherein men must be led. That, beyond all the multitude of misleading influences, that is the grace of God. Awareness, my brothers and sisters, how to see beyond all the schemes and snares of false rules, misrules. Know what indeed is the way of salvation, the way of conversion, the way of repentance, the way of light. That, my brothers and sisters, is the gift of Yah, because Messiah will be sent for the restitution, remembrance, revelation, restoration of all things the Most High spoke by mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to that cumulative testimony, the scripture says they shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. How then, my brothers and sisters, shall men say that in ignorance of these truths, they are blessed, made one? The word blessed even means made one. So men are made one by the multitude of their own fleshly preconceived notions. I think it's time to wake up and see more clearly. My brothers and sisters, it has not been the expectation of the Kurdi, the righteous one, Shiloh, that so many who call themselves of Christian nations have come to expect. Instead, they've expected, even awaited, the coming of a man-made contrivance they called a Christ, that they have contrived to say that despises the law of the Most High and sanctions all the diverse rule of all the diverse kings of the world. Even though the scripture says that King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he will smite all the kings and rulers of the nations of the earth for their injustices, and that for righteousness' sake he will judge and make war, discipline all nations with a rod of iron. But men have not prepared for this. Have said they've been under the grace of Yah, the tutelage of the Most High. No, my brothers and sisters. Such as have believed there's been on the misconceits of another. You don't know what I'm talking about. I talk about the one called Kurt E., one called Shiloh. Website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Gospel of Shiloh is a article you need to read. Early Church Origins and Mutual Expectations, an article you need to read. They look for the coming of a righteous one that men might be made whole with assurance. That they might be able, before the Most High, be able to stand. Here, my brothers and sisters in the world, where the scripture said in advance, in the time of Messiah's appearance, Most High looked and he saw no place clean, none righteous, no, not one. The Most High sends Messiah to reveal again righteousness. But those who are prideful after the multitude of divisions of man, should they be prepared to hear? Nations not realizing their sin, their offenses against the way of the kingdom. Not realizing these offenses, my brothers and sisters, all for furthermore evidence of a man's fall from grace, fall from wisdom, fall from discipline. Then the scriptures tell us that all that Yah loves, he reproves. The scripture says, you're without discipline in Hebrews 12, you're a bastard and not a son. How shall men without discipline, my brothers and sisters, saying they can provoke the Most High? Hey, think about it. Saying they provoke the Most High, saying they shall yet be delivered. Think about it. A lot of folks in this country say, look how much the Most High has blessed this nation. Yah shed his grace on it. And because this nation has had so much ample supply, so many have said, because it's not, let's just say, not continentally, so easily struck. So many ways men say because they are in this nation that has provoked the Most High against the fullness of his righteousness. Has not seen fully yet the wrath of the Most High. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, say they can provoke the Most High because they're a good Christian nation. They can provoke the Most High and still be delivered, still preserved, even though the Most High has already declared a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that would break in pieces all of the kingdoms that have defied the perfection of his will. Why don't they tell you about Jeremiah 30:10-11, the Most High make a full end of all nations that have scattered the minds of his people? Why don't they tell you the Most High has already said it's according to Isaiah 60:12, the Most High has already declared that when Israel is brought back to the pure perfect light that honors the Most High, the nation that will not walk according to that righteousness shall perish. They didn't teach that to you, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel. They didn't prepare you to seek anything greater. Not knowing what is international offense has not been by the grace of Yah. Not knowing that the nations that did not teach you this truth are the scepter of the rulers. It's called the wicked. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2, Isaiah 14:5. Not to know these things, my brothers and sisters. Did you know the grace of Yah? Did you know the gospel? If it would have been presented to you, would you have believed it? Like I say, when the grace of Yah, it reveals fully what is the righteousness of Yah, again is revealed, like it's written in Isaiah 56 and Revelation 15. When again it is offered, who will be wise to receive it, that they might be converted unto salvation and the Savior in a time when man's sins of having walked after misallegiance will have opportunity to be blotted out. Like Scripture says in 26:12-13, Isaiah, men will say, other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee and thee only will we make mention or make a vow unto thy name. No one dissuaded, my brothers and sisters, using the name to dissuade. But my brothers and sisters, men in that day will vow themselves to one who has the holy name. My brothers and sisters, rejecting the high order of the Most High world is faithlessly now trusting verse to the men in bondage. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all these divisions of damnation are far from grace, far from what would make man one. If the day will come when all eyes will see and will know to seek for what indeed gloriously honors the one Most High. And that day, my brothers and sisters, men will understand what the scripture means. It says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. When he comes, the one the Most High declares, to whom he shall give the nations, and kings shall be as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Please read Isaiah 40, 41, 42. Understand. The rulers could never preach, my brothers and sisters, what the grace of Yah is. Carnal-minded men could never preach what the grace of Yah is because it relates to high conscience that was acceptable to the masses. The rulers, and that they desire to keep men in bondage, falling short of the righteousness of Yah, trusting in bribes, the bribes of men who say because they control the lands and resources will compel men, my brothers and sisters, to accept compromise against the will of Yah. My brothers and sisters, those who will walk after such fleshliness, they never preach what a prophet would preach. Again, my brothers and sisters, Most High sends his prophet's spirit to raise the conscience of men. He sends prophets to speak what others would not. Divine law, my brothers and sisters, divine law is not the enemy. The rulers teach perversity, saying so, proves the rulers to be the sons of falsehood. It takes a prophet to perceive these things, my brothers and sisters. It takes the one who trusts Yah to declare these things. And where there's no prophet, no one to declare the higher conscience, the Most High would grant to mankind, as the scripture says it would be in Isaiah 41 before the coming of Messiah. All the world seeks after confusions and even the perversions of the ungodly. They who are worldly after status quo can never teach you then, indeed, my brothers and sisters, with the gift, the grace, the wisdom of Yah in this way. For the rulers teach grace as if one never has need to be born again. Never has need to be reoriented, renaturalized after a greater teacher. As if men have no need to be converted, as if they're converted because they trust in rulers who claim to be wise. They teach this perversity, this worldliness, as if it was never fallen from divine discipline. They teach worldly contentions as if they are the grace of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches the pure and holy word. No lies in it, no perversion, no contradictions in it. But what is it, my brothers and sisters, the men have been taught? That they have been victimized by so much foolish, damn compromise. To believe such folly, my brothers and sisters, to be made a fool. To trust after the multitude of the doctrines of men who reject the foundation the Most High declared. Brothers and sisters, it's to be left unstable. Those who have no respect for Yahweh, brothers and sisters, will not be called children of Yah. Like the ancient Roman Empire and all its differences, even this nation, so many nations have become pluralist in their ideals. They've said despite all their many sins and offenses, differences, and lack of agreement, they've assured that men remain fools, even irrepentantly against the law and the prophets, the righteousness of the Holy Covenant. They listen, look how blessed we are in this country above all nations. We might be righteous, they say, because they say they must be righteous because they are a Christian nation. Good and most, because the Most High has not held their sins against us. Look how we tempt Yah and say we are delivered. Even saying that should they set the standard for a world by his grace. One of them who left far from the conscience of Yah left to the folly of their own imprudence. Most High tell the world, have I long time been silent? Why do you not revere me? Isaiah 42:14. Please read Isaiah 57:11. He said, but now I'll lay waste mountains, I'll drop pools. You'll rouse up zealousness like a man of war. It's because you would not hear me, he said, I was silent. That I was silent, it was evidence you were falling from his grace, his discipline. Delivered over to the power of your own sin. Isaiah 64 speaks of it. But he warned his people of this in advance. He said if they didn't walk according to his will, they'd be left among the Gentiles, among the provocations of the nations, not discerning their sin. Because guess what? Under the misrule of man, do you think your rulers will expose themselves? Oh, my brothers and sisters, you think they even had the conscience enough to do so? Because you thought yourself without a reprimand, you believe your own pretentious lies is what the Most High will say to a world. But my brothers and sisters, he has a plan to cause his people to seek him again. What do you think it means when it says far better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes? Psalms 118:8. Subjection under contentiously confused world and misrule was never faith in Yah. It was never the grace of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, all such trust in these diversitudes and confusion is Babylon. It's damnation. It's foolishness. Far from the grace of Yah that will make a man wise. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Show tonight, a little bit earlier. Things I want to do tonight. Prayerfully, I'll be able to convey some of this type of message to others later tonight. So I did the show a little bit earlier, but I pray this word will be a blessing to you. I thank the Most High for the gift of the Spirit that will awaken the minds of those whom he chooses. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Miah, the Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his praise, under his glory always. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Again, unto his might, his glory, his sovereign praise and honor always. Hallelujah!